We are learning Masechtas Nazir, Daf Memdal Amar Aleph. We are starting from the Mishnah on Daf Memdalid Amar Aleph. It says the Mishnah like this: Shloisha Minim Asurim Benazir. There are three type of things that are asur by Nazir. We had this Hagdama before, and now we're just bringing it down to bring in all the things in the Mishnah. So Shloisha Minim Asurim Benazir Hatuma. He's not going to be anyone, but the glachas, and I'll take a haircut for those 30 days. And anything that comes out of wine, that comes from wine, including grapes, wine, old wine, vinegar from wine, all those things are usher, pits and peels of grapes, all those things are usher to a nazir. Now, choymer betuma, with the glachas, the isurim of tuma and the glachas have a milo, chumra, over Yoytzman Agefen, Sha Tumah V'Taglachas Soisrim. If someone's Metame himself in the middle of his Nazirus, in the middle of 30 days, he has to restart. And Taglachas also Soisr, there's a difference between Taglachas and Tumah, which the Mishnah later on will say. It's not the same type of Stira, but they both are Soisr to a certain extent. By Yoytzman Agefen, in a Soisr, if someone drinks wine in his Nazirus, nothing happens. He's Chayav Alav, but nothing happens to the Naziris, it continues going the way it was before. There's a milo that Yoytzim Agefen has more than Tumah Deglachas. Yoytzim Agefen, Lahut Tumah Lalloy. Yoytzim Agefen, which means wine, is never mutter, even for a mitzvah. Even Lutzarech a mitzvah. What's an example of a mitzvah? So we had the Gemara before that said the example of a mitzvah is someone makes a shvuah, he's going to drink wine, and now it becomes a nazir. He can't drink wine, even though he had a shvuah, which is first. But still, the halach is, you can actually drink wine. It's never hot to machlala. The nazir, the iser nazir, supersedes everything else. It's not hot to machlala at all. But tuma and taglachas, hot to machlala. But tuma and taglachas have cases where they are mut to machlala. Where's the case? But taglachas mitzvah, which means a mitzvah that has to shave off all his hair. Even if he's a nazir, he does that. The mitzvah we learned in the Gemara before from different psukim. What?
It's still seisr.
We're not talking about soyser now. The chumra is hutta mechlala. Is it hutta? Are you allowed to do it? You're allowed to do it. It's no issue to do that. Over meis mitzvah also is mutter to be metame. And probably still soyser also meis mitzvah. It's also soyser. But these things you're allowed to do. There's no issue lav on this. That means yoytzim negefen is never mutter. The tumah and taglachas have cases where they are mutter of makam mitzvah. B'chaymer tumah taglachas. So now we spoke about before that both Tumah and Taglachas Soyser, but there's a difference. Tumah is Soyser the entire Naziris, and you have a carbon for that until you start again. But Taglachas ain't Soyser El Shloshim, first of all, only 30 days, means if he has a 100 day Naziris, Taglachas only knocks out 30 days. If he takes Taglachas in the middle of the beginning of the 100 days, he doesn't have to do anything. It's not Soyser at all. It's all totally in the growing of the hair. So therefore, it's not really soyser the same level as tumah, and also vein chayav mala carbon. You also not chayav a carbon, so that's why the stira of tumah, which is soyser and zeris, is stronger than the stira of taglachas, which is only soyser 30 days in order to grow the hair. So that's our mishnah, which is the different chumras, and now the gemara basically is gonna, in kal v'chomer form, is just gonna show us all the mekayros for the sources for these halachas in our mishnah. So the gemara starts like this. V'tumah lo tuta mechlala. Tumah should not be mutter, let's say makam eis mitzvah, should not be mutter. Why? Kavachem yayin. Ma yayin she'eino yisoyser. Yayin which is not soyser. Lo tuta mechlala. It's not so strong yayin. Yayin is not soyser on a zero. Still, it's not mutter, makam mitzvah, it's not mutter. Tumah, and we'll see the makar for that soon. Tumah she'soysra, she'seres, tumah that does break up the naziris, which means it has a chumrah, ain't a dinshlei tuta mechlala, so of course it shouldn't be mutter b'makam mitzvah. It's a stronger issa tumah. It's seseres. So you shouldn't be able to metame to meis mitzvah. Tama leima, this is Geras Akasha. The Pasuk says, la'aviv u'li'ima lo yitama. And it's mashed like this. La'aviv u'li'ima lo yitama. Av metame hu l'meis mitzvah. Because already said in the Pasuk, you shouldn't metame to any meisim. Why did it specify la'aviv u'li'ima lo yitama? Just to make this diak, la'aviv u'li'ima lo yitama, but l'meis mitzvah, yeah, you could be metame. Now the word goes all the way. The yayin yuta mechlal. Yayin be mutter mechlal. Makam mitzvah should be mutter drink wine. Why? Kavachem tumah. Mat tumah she seseres. Tumah which is soyser. It's very strong. Hutu mechlal is mutter makam eis mitzvah. Like we just learned from the pasuk. Yayin she ain't a soyser. Yayin that's not soyser. Ain't a din, which means it's more cool. Ain't a din she yuta mechlal. It should not be mutter makam mitzvah. Omakra, the pasuk says, "Miyayin v'sheicha yazir lesser yayin mitzvah ki yayin reshus." We learn from this pasuk, "Miyayin v'sheicha yazir," is an iser yayin mitzvah like yayin reshus. Say if it's a mitzvah, say if it's reshus, even if it's a mitzvah, still is an iser anazir to drink that wine. So the yayin, look to Maravaita. Let's analyze all the halachas. The yayin yistar es akol kavachayim v'tumah. Yayin should be soys everything. Ma tumah shehut mechlala. Tumah has a little bit of a kula that's hutum mechlala. Makom is mitzvah. So sarei sakol soys the whole naziris. Yayin so hutum mechlala. Yayin that was not mutter mechlala. It means even makom mitzvah you're not allowed to drink wine. Like koskins yistar, of course, should be soys. On makra the pasuk says vayomim harishayim yiplu. It's talking about by tamei. It says the yom harishayim that you counted yiplu should fall off. Kitamei nizroi, because it became tamei. And we darshan, since it says the reason is kitamei nizroi, teaches us tumas eiseres ve'ein hayayin soiser. It's a miyut, only tumas soiser and nothing else. That's a miyut. Like how he speaks out, kitamei nizroi is miyuta. It's nizroi. I guess that's what the master mentalist. That's what's the miyut. Dafka tumah, nothing else. So Gemara asks, v'ataglachas tistar sakol. Taglachas should be soys the whole thing, kavachayim v'tumah. We said taglachas only soys for 30 days. But we're asking, let it be soys everything, kavachayim v'tumah. Ma tumah shalei osu ba mitame kim mitame siseres sakoil. What does that mean? By the iser to become tame, it's only iser on the nazir himself. But if someone else makes the nazir tame, he is not chayev alav. Only the nazir himself is chayev alav. Mashenkein taglachas, say the guy gives the haircut, say the guy takes the haircut, is a chayev d'lav. It means if someone gives a haircut to a nazir, the person giving the haircut is chayev also. So ma tuma shli also ba metame kim metame seres kol seres everything. The glacha she also ba megaleach kim megaleach made the is the asked the person doing the haircut like the person taking the haircut. Ain't a din shtis tes akol. So it shouldn't be seres the whole thing. Amakra va yomar shoyim yiplu ki tome nizroi tuma seres akol va ain't a glacha seres akol tuma seres everything. And not taglachas. Taglachas is not soiser the whole naziris. Now the Gemara asks, tuma nasaba matame ke matame. Maybe tuma should be iser to be should be alive to matama or nazir. Kavachem with taglachas. Ma taglachas she in seres el shloishim. It's only soiser shloishim. It's cool. We'll call it. Also ba megalech mezgalech. We made the iser on the person giving the haircut, just the person taking the haircut. Tuma she seres la karl ain't a din she nasaba matame ke matame. It should be the same thing that the matame is like the matame. Amakra, even the guy being matame should be chayiv alav. Amakra, v'tamei reish nizroi, says lashon v'tamei reish nizroi, tamei reish nizroi. Only the person who is, the guy himself, who is matame himself, he is chayiv, and that's it. Only he himself, that's matame himself, that who has the issur of making himself tamei. V'taglachas, it should not, the person giving the haircut should not be chayiv. It's very chomer. We make the metame. We learn from a pasuk. We have tamei roishay. Only the guy who does it himself, not the guy. Only the nazir himself is chayiv, not the person being metame. The nazir. Taglachas ain't necessary al shloishim yoyim loy kolshkein shloy nasa megalech mezgalech a taglachas. It's not soiser. It's only soiser 30 days. Of course, it shouldn't be megalech mezgalech. It's more cool than. So the Rosh is mashma. What's his drasha? It doesn't say layavir. He shouldn't take off. It's mashma layavar. It shouldn't come off. The mashma is up to the Rosh, last Rosh on the page. The mashma layavar klal. Not him or anyone else. That's the drasha from layavar. Then no one could take off the hair. Taglachas should not be mutter mechlala, which you said it was mutter makam mitzvah like a mitzvah. Who said it's mutter? Chor shouldn't be like that. Kavchaim yayin, my yayin should say shalei hutter mechlaloi. Taglachas should say seres. Ain't a din shalei tuta mechlala. Om rachmana roishay, om rachmana ziknoi. The kavchaim would be is that taglachas, which is not hutter mechlala, and it's not yayin, which is not soiser. Which is not soiser lehutum mechala, it's taglachas shesaris, which means it's more chomer. Of course, it's not mutter b'makom mitzvah. So Amar Rachmana, pasuk says roish b'makom zikonet, and this is going to one of the omers. Before we had Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanon, they dash from different words that by a mitzora, even though he's a nazir, he still could take a haircut. So this is the makar from roish or from zikonet that you take a haircut that you take a haircut, even if you're mitzayra and you're nazir, even as the isa nazir, still a makom mitzvah, you're allowed to take a haircut. The last kavachayim, last two kavachayim is coming up, but the galachas letister klal, the galachas shouldn't be saying anything. Kavachayim yai, my yai in shlohut v'chloli, like we learned out from the words of meyayim v'sheicha yazer. So therefore, even makom mitzvah, you can drink wine. Still ain't a soiser, it's so chum, it's not a soiser. The galachas shouldn't be v'chloli, and then shlohutister. But the galachas, that's hutra macholah, isn't it? And for the Gemara, but in and gidol sarva leka. You're right. The kavachayim would be good kavachayim. But lemaisa, practically speaking, you need gidol sar, and that's why it's soiser, not because of a din that it's soiser. It's really a practicality that you don't have here, and therefore you have to regrow the hair. Break the Gemara. Last kavachayim, you have a yain yista shloishim yoyim kavachayim with the galachas. Yain should be soiser like upon him 30 days. We said it's not going to be soiser the whole thing. We had a miyat before already. Because it says, that's only by Tumah. You're right. Okay. But what about the 30 days? Let's make Kavachayim for the Glachas. Kavachayim for the Glachas. Mad Glachas Hutra Mechala. Siseres. Mad Dach Glachas, which is Hutra Mechala. It's Siseres. Yain is Hutra Mechala. Yain is not Mutamaka Mitzvah. Ain't it didn't Yistar? It shouldn't be. It's made that should be size 30 days. So tomorrow, no, it's no Shaykhis. You can't make Kavachayim for that. Midi, Taima, Elm Shubh Gidl Sar. The whole Pshah in 30 days, I'll Gidl Sar. We have a Yayin, a Kaam Sar. Yayin doesn't have a Shaykhis to that because Yayin, the guy has his hair. So there's no Pshat in doing a steer of 30 days by Yayin where he has no Shaykhis to hair. And therefore, it's not a Kavachayim. And therefore, the Allah is, but by Yayin, there's no steer. Taglacha steer 30 days because of Gidl Sar. And by Tumah, there's a complete steer. Why? Because it's a Gerasa Kosov that's Saiser and you need a carbon.